Rabbit hemorrhagic disease, RHDV2, is a highly contagious virus that causes liver inflammation, leading to fatal hemorrhaging of blood in rabbits and pikas. The disease originated in Europe, but spread to North America in 2018. In April of 2020, RHDV2 was detected in wild jackrabbits and cottontails in New Mexico. Utah reported their first case of a rabbit dead from the disease in the southern part of the state in June of 2020. It has since spread to wild populations of rabbits in 5 counties and in domestic rabbits in 3 counties across the state. The disease is fatal for any rabbit that contracts it, but it spreads rapidly due to how long the virus can live on a dead carcass or even in the environment. Dr. Arnaud von Vetra with Utah State's Veterinary Diagnostics Lab explains.
The virus is very stable in the environment and is readily spread on various fomites by insects and in the feces of animals who ate an infected rabbit. The virus can survive up to 3 months in a carcass. A few rabbits that survive the disease can shed RHD virus for at least a month after recovery.
The disease is not zoonotic, meaning it cannot be passed from rabbits to other organisms, but any other animal can still spread the disease to areas with uninfected rabbits. People can also unknowingly spread the disease on their clothes or shoes. Additionally, wild and domestic rabbits can transmit the disease to one another.
If you have domestic rabbits, avoid any direct or indirect contact with wild rabbits or other domestic rabbits, and get them vaccinated. If you acquire a new rabbit, quarantine it and vaccinate it before introducing it to your other rabbits.
If you are to find a dead rabbit, Dr. von Vetra recommends the following.
Citizens who find a dead rabbit or pikas, especially if 3 or more rabbits are found in the same area, should report it to the local Utah Division of Wildlife office. Ideally, do not touch the rabbits and do not let your dog get into contact with the carcass, as they can spread the virus.
If you do handle a carcass, it is important to wash your hands and disinfect all surfaces that may have come in contact with the carcass as well. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Ellis Julin.